This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Guess who just got back today? Them Brooklyn boys that have been away. They both have so much to say. You know their names are
Brooklyn. Scary and Brooklyn.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
Yeah.
Brooklyn. The boys are back in town. The boys are podcasting again.
Episode 208. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
We're back.
Oh, after a week of vacation. Everyone's asking.
We don't have another vacation until, my God, April.
Exactly. People are going to be pissed that we have a vacation in 5 weeks from now. And people, you just got back. I cannot wait. This is my favorite vacation of all the vacations that we take during the year, the one coming up. Because people will be on our ass because it will feel like if no time has gone by between the two.
Yeah, it is quick.
It's a quick one.
The powers that be moved our vacation this year. We don't normally have a February vacation. We usually have a March, right?
Usually do March, May.
And so we did February.
But it's the last week of February.
Right, but it still threw me off. I'm not used to being off in February. But that made it seem closer to our vacation in December.
And yep, and then Friday, April 8th, we're going to hear it again when we say, we'll see you in a week. And they're like, what? Now, your headphones are really loud today. So just
I made them louder for the podcast, the 15-minute morning show podcast. Sorry about that.
Okay, well, while you go fix your headphones, I
did it already.
Oh, okay. I got.
How long does it take to turn the little knob down?
I don't know. How long does it take to take your little knob down?
Yeah, not as quick as you because you can't get to it.
Yeah, I got a crusty little booger going. I got something terrible in my nose.
Oh, do we have to pause now while you go to commercial while you pick your nose?
I'm not picking my nose. That's the problem. I hate picking my nose. I'm not a nose picker.
Listen, I'm not a big believer in a higher power, but if a higher power created us, the finger fits perfectly in the nose. That's all I'm saying. Grand design.
It really is. And if he didn't
want the finger in the nose, he would have made the finger bigger or the nose smaller.
We've all picked our nose before. We have.
It's an imperfect system. That's another thing.
But if you say, hold on. If you're sitting there saying, I never picked my nose, you're lying.
No, I'm not saying that.
You. I'm talking about our slices. We've all at one time or another picked our nose, even if it was just because it was so itchy. It was like, I got to get this out of here. But I'm not saying you're a chronic nose picker.
If God made us in his image, right? That's some people's theory, that we're made in God's image. Did he pick his nose? Did he have to wipe his butt? Like, I don't want to be sacrilegious, but we talked about wiping your butt a couple of weeks ago. And in fact, like, we're imperfect that we have to pick our nose. It seems like the whole air system into the nose thing would have been figured out. I know that the hairs catch the dirt, and that's what creates the boogers. There's got to be a better system. We should have, like, a mesh screen over the bottom of our noses. Right. And then, like, the dirt would just fall down. There's got to be a better system.
So
I don't know.
So let me ask you this. If you see a hot chick
booger on screens, hashtag booger screens, by the way.
Boogers. If you see a hot chick on a lounge chair hanging out, taking the sun, right?
Yeah.
And then she, all of a sudden, she goes like digging up her nose. And he goes right up the nostril. You okay with it? She doesn't make her any less attractive?
No, it makes her like she's probably crazy in bed. Like she's, if she's willing to pick her nose in public, what's she willing to do out of public?
Okay, because, you know what I mean? because we saw that when I was on vacation. Well, I was in Costa Rica. I was in the pool, and my buddy Brian was with me. Yeah, it was my buddy Brian, and we're like looking, and there was this woman on the other side, you know, of the pool with her boyfriend, and they're just sitting there taking the sun, and you know, she's like just sitting there with the sunglasses on, face up, and then Brian's like, "Hey, look, check her out," and just as I go look at her. She fucking goes digging in her nose. And I'm like, oh my God, she's picking her nose. How do you?
Hold on.
It wasn't just a nose pick. She was like digging for gold up there. It was that she had a chip in the dip.
All right. Well, you know what the old saying is with hot girls.
What's that?
A finger in the nose, anything goes without the clothes. That's it.
Did you just make that up?
Or is it a finger in the nose, without her clothes, anything goes? That's what it was. Yeah.
That was a thing? I never heard that before in my life.
Oh, yeah. It's an old expression. It's like liquor in the back, poker in the rear, and what is it? Woman in the streets. Freak in the sheets.
That I heard. But
the same people who wrote, I think it was Shakespeare wrote that. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, though. I was like, oh, my God, I've never seen this before.
But you get turned off by that. Remember that really, really hot girl that worked with us, and then she stunk up the bathroom and you couldn't find her attractive anymore?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was humanized. But she was humanized.
Yes, but then again, you've always said on the radio that hot girl pee in a pool doesn't bother you.
Yeah, I think all these things that I was at one point, I think I've outgrown them, and I think I'm okay with all of it now. It doesn't matter.
So hot girl pee would still not bother you?
No. I think I'm leaning toward the person who stinks up the bathroom, who cares, is still hot.
Okay, then the hot girl picking her nose should be okay.
It was, you know what it was? It was more like you just didn't expect that. It just came out of nowhere. I've never seen anyone pick their nose in public, let alone this hot girl. So, whatever. But
if you like a girl who puts her fingers in places, then she's perfect for you.
I'm
just saying.
I'm just trying to
whatever
picture.
Whatever that means.
I'm just trying to picture. I've never seen my girlfriend pick her nose. See, now I'm trying to think. I'm relating it to my real life. Like, she doesn't. I never seen my girlfriend pick her nose ever. But I wouldn't be.
Do a little side shot, a little thumb side, a little bottom of the nose.
I wouldn't be less attracted to her if she was picking her nose. I think that we're all human and we do human things. And as you said, the finger fits perfectly up the nose.
Right. So you can't blame the girl. And besides, she had a hot boyfriend, right? Big muscle bound guy, probably.
Yeah. So he'll probably kick my ass.
Yeah. He's not caring. Yeah, but he's not caring.
Yeah, you're right. It was weird because she didn't just. It wasn't even like a quick one. It was she spent some time on it.
Right. Now, do you think when they fight and she's like, "You don't clean up your underwear; it's all over the house." Do you think he's like, "You pick your nose"? You think he throws it out like in the heat of battle?
I guess I also associate picking your nose with like being 11. You know, like kids, like 7-year-old kids.
Yeah, but 11 eats it. 11 eats it. And then like 18 puts it in their mouth and spits it out. Like you go for distance with it. You booger spitting.
Oh, who does that?
When I was a teenager, I didn't do it. Of course, I didn't do it, you know. But people would, you know, one of those. Like watermelon seeds.
Oh, no. What are the kinds of gross contests did you have when you were a kid?
Not the ones you had, Flexi. Listen, boys did stuff. Spitballing, you know, shooting spitballs at people. That was like a wad of spit and some paper. That was gross.
I mean, the adult version of that is beer pong. Oh,
I guess.
I mean, they're literally, there's
a dirty ball in the cup and you drink it.
Yeah, and as soon as it goes into the beer.
Oh, no, the alcohol kills the germs. It's still gross.
Well, you know what kids do now is they literally.
The kids these days?
Kids these days, they fill all the Solo cups up with water. And then the ball lands in the cups of water, and then they chug their beer off to the side that's in a bottle.
Ah, the crazy kids are so much more sensible now.
Yeah, I mean, they've advanced. They're actually smarter than we were.
Drinking the beer out of the dirty ping pong ball cup is chuggy, you know?
Is it chuggy?
I think it's chuggy. Yeah.
What is chuggy? Oh, is that one of those?
Yeah, it's like salty. It's chuggy.
No, is that one of those?
Yeah, it's
the,
gross.
The kids are
saying, yeah. I could Urban Dictionary that for you if you want.
All right.
You need me to?
Well, all right.
Let's see.
Hopefully someone didn't hock a loogie.
I don't think kids still hock a loogies. I think they, you know.
They spit.
They spit.
All right.
And by the way, vomit is vomit. Throw up is the action. That's my pet peeve for the day.
You mean people using it in the wrong form? Like,
yeah, they'll go, I saw some throw up on the floor. Yeah, no, yeah. No, it's vomit.
Yeah.
Vomit
can be used both ways, and so could puke.
Right.
But throw up cannot. Yes. Eh. I saw some vomit on the floor. Yeah. I saw some throw up on the floor. I saw some puke on the floor. That works.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can say I puked. I vomited.
Right.
So you can, so those two words are versatile. What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know. You can shit and shit. Like, there's shit on the floor.
Oh, God. Can we erase the blackboard here? Can we start over? Well, let's start over. Well, okay. Can you fix your microphone? Fix your microphone.
Yeah. Oh, here. Chuggy. A catch-all word to describe anything that is basic, uncool, or untrendy. Chuggy. Chuggy.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Like the last 10 minutes of our podcast.
It was a little chuggy. That's fine.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question. How did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we should talk about our vacations.
Yes, we should.
Why don't you tell us where you went and what you did? Because I saw a lot of your social media.
Yeah. Okay, so I went to Costa Rica, and then I went to Cartagena, nice. Colombia. So
Cartagena.
Yeah. So my time in Central America in Costa Rica was wonderful. It was calm and peaceful because there was just like three of us hanging out. It was me, my buddy Brian, and the nose picker. No, I'm kidding. His friend John. So it was waking up every morning at 6-7 o'clock because the animals, the creatures of the forest, of the jungles nearby, and the birds chirping, the macaw parrots going, oh, were just a spectacle. First, I thought people were being murdered in the middle, and they became part of my dreams. And I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, oh, shit, that's just nature. And I go outside on the balcony, and I watched the sunrise. We cooked breakfast because we had a full kitchen. I did the cooking. I made my famous Skeery Jones omelets, the slow omelets. You know what I'm saying?
They wear helmets?
No, we've talked about that on this podcast. That was David Brody, everyone. Send all your complaints there.
I didn't say anything.
No, these omelets, you know, I told you how to make a proper omelet slow and low. I've bitched about it on this podcast.
That is the tempo. Yep.
Yes. So my buddy Brian was never had a real omelet before like that. He goes, oh, mine's always burned on the bottom. Like, let me show you how it's done. Because we had all the time in the world.
Right. Why were you cooking, though? You're on vacation.
It was breakfast. It was breakfast. And then there was nothing nearby. We hung out. We had some great dinners. We watched.
All right, what crazy adventurous stuff did you do?
In Costa
Rica. Did you parasail? Did you dune buggy?
So there were opportunities to go to do some zip lining and
opportunities.
Get an ATV.
Yeah.
You know, maybe go visit a monkey house where there are all these monkeys around and you can hang out with monkeys and sloths.
Sure. Okay.
Did none of it. It was hot. There was a great pool. I was laying around.
So what did you do in these places?
Unwind.
That you couldn't have done in Florida?
It's called unwinding. Oh, well, it's much more colorful. There's mountains and then the sea. And then there's everything's green, lush greenery. And
all right. But you didn't do anything that was area related.
Nothing noteworthy. The real action started when I went.
You got home.
No, when I flew to Cartagena. And I was in Colombia. And there I was with my friends. We went out to amazing restaurants in the daytime. We had two or three amazing experiences. We had a chef cook for us at night. That was different. Did a lot of drinking. And I got to tell you, as much as I hang out with my friends and love them so much, my Hoboken guys, I'm the square peg because a lot of them are older, than me. And they like to drink whiskey.
Smoking cigars.
They're all busy passing the Cavassier. They're smoking these amazing. There was a cigar shop nearby. Forget about that. That was like an hour in there. I'm like, what the fuck are we buying in here, guys? And they're talking about, make sure, do we have the Opus X? Do you guys have this? Or all these fancy cigar names. I'm like, guys, I didn't know you were, so well-versed in cigar. And
By the way, you can't be a cigar expert. You have to be an aficionado.
Aficionado, yeah.
Yes. You can't be like an enthusiast.
Yeah.
Or a collect. I have to be an aficionado. I'm a cigar aficionado.
So that was one. That was fun too. We were hanging out a lot. We had our own pool there at the place. We went out at night. We did a couple of rooftop bars. But I will say one thing. Watch your back when you're in another country. This is a third world country, and we forget. And we are gringos. We're 14 gringos walking through the narrow streets of Cartagena, which physically.
I'm going to interrupt you there for a second. I'm not sure it's third world. I'll have to check that. I don't think it is.
Colombia?
Also, gringos is a Mexican term.
Doesn't matter. It means a non-ethnic person.
Yeah, but I think it's just Mexico.
All right, I don't
throw it all together, but you may still be a gringo technically, but they would.
Yeah, because I'm just a white boy. That's what I meant. Well, anyway, there's 14 of us.
That was Scary Jones, by the way.
Okay. Well, my larger point is that as beautiful as Cartagena was, because it had all the makings of those narrow cobblestone streets with the, like old San Juan, or if you've ever been to Barcelona, I don't know what listeners have been out around the world.
I've been to Barcelona.
But these streets were made for horse and buggy back in the day. And then you're in this city,
were made for walking.
Inside the walls. It's like a fortress that was built in the 1800s or 1700s, for some war. Anyway, and we're inside of that, and there's all these structures and things to see. That's great. However, at night, you walk out on the street to the bar, you're asking for trouble if you don't keep your shit in your front pocket. Now, I try.
Oh, you weren't making it rain on the streets?
Well, the first problem began because as soon as you walk outside, there are panhandlers everywhere. It's so hard to relax. Oh, your stress-free vacation, your anxiety levels go up, and your stress goes way through the roof, and you're walking to get to where you need to be, and you got your hands in your pockets because you don't want anything stolen. My buddy left his iPhone 13 in his back pocket. So a 7-year-old kid, they're trained to do this. The kids, the cutest kids in the world, are expected to come run up to you to try and pickpocket you. They went in the back, in his back pocket, took the phone, literally popped the phone out of his pocket, the phone fell on the floor. Three kids fought over it on the floor, and they fucking bolted. 2 hours later, my buddy did the Find My iPhone bit, and they saw that the phone was already at the airport, at San Jose Airport.
Oh,
so well, I'm sorry, not San Jose. It was.
I'm glad it was Rafael relaxing. Nunez. The beach and the mountains and
the other airport, the Columbia airport. But my point is, it was fucking that part of it was so nerve wracking because we had to be on guard all the time. And my one friend thought he was going to be a gentleman, a nice guy, and give
money.
And
he just handed his phone over to the locals.
Well, he might as well have. He pulls out a wad of fucking cash from his pocket.
What?
To give to the kids. Because some kid wanted to play a dice game as we're walking.
Oh, my God. Meanwhile, you're tourists.
Meanwhile, three teens.
You're like the people that come to New York and play three-card Monty.
Meanwhile, three teenagers are up in our face, like rapping, because that's what they do. They rap for money, and they're rapping these spitting hip hop rhymes in your face. One person's holding the boombox, and then I'm sitting there like, we're all like, and they try and kind of corner you in a way, but they're panhandlers. They're not gonna stick you up, but they will take your money. So all of a sudden, my buddy pulls money out of his pocket to try and hand out a bunch of $5 bills to little kids. Forget it. Within 13 seconds, 50 people were around us, like surrounding us, trying to get money. You don't do that. You don't pull out a wad of cash. I mean, there has to be a discreet way of doing it.
This has been brought to you by the Cartagena Tourism Board.
This segment not brought to you by the Cartagena Board. The exact opposite. I swear to you, it was so, I felt so uncomfortable. I didn't feel
I'm so
safe.
Glad you went first, because I thought my vacation paled in comparison. But I went home with most of my money.
Well, listen. I'm just going to blanket this, and I know there's some people that are Colombian descent.
There goes your blanket.
There's some people listening, okay, that are saying that's not that bad. The truth of the matter is,
you were probably in a rough area.
Well, just act smart. Act street smart.
Yeah, you're blaming the victim. I got you.
Keep walking forward. And just ignore. No, I'm not blaming the victim. Yeah, you know what? My friend John was a fucking putz for pulling out a wad of cash in the middle. I get it. You want to help people out. They're on the street.
By the way, I don't understand. Where's your buddy from?
He's from fucking New Jersey.
Okay. I don't know what part of New Jersey's from, but growing up in Brooklyn, you have more than one pocket in your pants for a reason. When you walk around, you put most of your money in your left pocket, and then you put a couple of fives in a single, maybe a 10 in your right pocket. So if you have to pull out money, you fold them in half, right? You put your singles and fives on the outside. So you can just reach in your pocket knowing that the first bill on the outside is a one or a five.
But he wanted to hook up this poor...
And if you get mugged, you give him everything in your right pocket. Nobody looks in the left pocket.
No, it wasn't a mugging, you see.
No,
it
I'm
was
saying, more... but when you want to take money out of your pocket, you don't have it all in the same pocket.
Yeah.
You put some in your sock. You put some in your if you're a woman, you put some in your bra. You put some in your purse. You spread it around.
I know.
You never have it all in one place.
You're right. Bernie, I do the same thing. But
by the way, if you mug me on vacation, I don't have any money.
My buddy John just pulls
a
wad out. And you know, there was this woman. She was carrying her infant child, and she was shoeless. She needed money. John was trying to give her money, but all of a sudden, everyone around sees the money, and they all come running at her.
Right, this is no longer a relaxing vacation. I'm done. Yeah.
And my buddy Brian, my buddy Brian, we warned him. We said, dude, you're not in Brooklyn. The guy's from Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn.
I know.
He leaves his phone in his back pocket so a kid could pop it out and fucking run away with it. And then he's wearing a goddamn Rolex on his right. I said, dude, you were here to impress nobody. You do not fucking wear jewelry out. Where the fuck?
Well, he needs the Rolex because he doesn't have the phone to tell him what time it is.
I gotta say, some of my friends, they learned that first night. That first night was a crazy walk.
This is all the first night?
This was all in one fucking 5-10 minute walk.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna make like the iPhone and go right to the airport at that point. I'm out.
Oh, it was loud because someone was holding a boombox and this kid was rapping in my friend's face.
Yeah, that's to cover the screams.
I know.
Oh my God!
It was bad. Listen. But overall, a beautiful country. We had a great time. The food was awesome.
Day two is on the Real Life Murder podcast.
We went back, Brody. We went back to the drawing board. I'm going to conclude by saying this: we went back to the drawing board. Okay,
but then they stole my pen.
And then the next day. Everyone dressed down, no jewelry, everything in your front pocket.
Jewelry.
Don't show the money. And we were fine. And it was okay. But the first day we acted like the tourists with the binoculars around their fucking neck.
Oh my God.
Looking up at all the tall buildings. I'm
happy that you weren't one of those dopes.
I was not.
But you got to find different people. By the way, speaking of different people, you always put up videos, in my mind, of the same five or six people.
Yeah.
There's your buddy Will, Sex on the Way Dave, a couple of muscle bound guys. It's the same
Falco,
guys.
Falco, yeah.
Yeah, Falco, right. Yeah. It's the same. But this time, you had a guy in the video I had never seen in any of your videos in 20 years.
Yeah, because he never comes on the trips ever, and he decided to come on this one.
And he was, he's a new guy. He kind of stood out, didn't look like the rest of you. So I was like, oh, so I'm going to say it. Scary has a black friend. Scary has a black friend I did not know about.
I have plenty of black friends.
No, but
Les, I've known forever.
You were about to say he's been black forever.
He's been black forever. No, I've known him forever.
Okay.
But that was Greg.
This is the first time
that was Greg. Greg was doing push-ups on my Instagram because he couldn't find a gym and he has to work out every morning, so he decided to work out in the kitchen.
God help him, Okay. They stole his six-pack, by the way. I saw that, yeah. So I had never seen anyone of color in your videos. So I was like, oh, he's got a black friend. And it turns out he used to play for the Giants.
He did.
Right?
He was a running back for the Giants in the 90s. Now, I think he tore his ACL.
At any point, did you my man him? Like, my man, you're doing push-ups?
He my man's me.
Does he?
That's right.
He's allowed.
He my man's me because he goes, my man, scary. Right. Like
Is that where you get it from? That you think you can then do it to other people? Now I know. You're like, hey, I have a black friend. So I know you do. Now when you say it, I know you actually have one.
Okay. I've had one. Excited. Okay, I've had several.
Oh, you guys
still have
up?
Several. I still have had several.
Oh okay. Right. I thought
speaking
you
of
like
black
you
friends, where's Spruce been, man? It's been like a year and a half since he's been on this podcast.
I'll tell you where Spruce has been. I wanted to have him on the podcast last week. So I texted him. I said, hey, could you do the podcast? He sent me a video. Spruce was in New Orleans. And he was down there, and he has family down there, and he has friends. He grew up in that area, in Mattery, I think. I think I'm pronouncing it properly. If I'm not, don't worry about it. And he was getting boobed. He was in some bar where they put you in a flat table that spins like a massage table, and then the girl who gives you the massage, if you give her extra money, like your friends are all sitting around watching, like, you know, you go bull riding in some places, you ride the mechanical bull. He was on some table, you ride the mechanical bull and you get boobed. And so the girl with the big boobs put her boobs in his face and did like the whole motor, like the reverse motorboat, where she motorboated him.
Right.
So he wasn't coming on the podcast, is what I'm saying.
Okay, I understand. He was having a good time.
He was
time.
Having a great time.
We'll get him over here. All right.
Yeah. Plus he just moved. But I got to talk about my vacation.
You do. Right after this.
All right. Broken Boys Podcast
with Scary and Brody. You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
All right, let me just say, our vacation was 10 days long. Now, it was only like 5 days off, Monday to Friday, and we had President's Day, right? But we had the Friday, Saturday, Sunday before, and the, you know, the Saturday, Sunday after. So it's like 10 days by the time you leave work at 10 o'clock on Friday, and when you go back to work on Tuesday, what was it, 11 days, whatever it was. It was a long, you know, because for President's Day, we didn't, whatever.
Sure.
So, okay. So all I wanted to do was go to New Haven, Connecticut, which is a little under a 2-hour drive from me.
Lofty goals.
Loft, that's it. I don't want to go to Cartagena. I don't want to lose my iPhone. I don't have an iPhone. I have an Android. So I don't want to get mugged. I don't want to wear a Rolex. I don't have one. I don't smoke cigars. I'm like, I don't have form of running back friends.
By the way, the more you point it out, the more I realize what I have a
bunch of assholes you guys are.
Fucking idiots.
I don't have a wad of money. Okay.
What a bunch of douchebags.
I did take cash with me to do it. So all I wanted to do. So, you know, my buddy Jeff, I've talked about him on the podcast. So he works Monday to Friday, but I'm like, you know what? Let's pick a day. We got President's Day coming up. We got the long weekend. Why don't we go away? Come with me to New Haven. He's like, oh, sounds good. I go, we'll do a pizza fest. I can't eat all this pizza myself. We'll go to like 5-6 places. We'll share the pizza. He's like, I'm in. I send him all the places I want to go. I'm in.
A small ask, by the way, for your big vacation. This was easy. An easy bull hit the bullseye kind of day.
So he can't go with me the first Saturday because he's got responsibilities with his family. Okay. Then he can't go Sunday because he promised his daughter he would take her to some whatever. So then he can't go President's Day because, okay. So I said to him, no, it was Saturday he couldn't go and he couldn't go Monday. I said, look.
Wow. That, by the way, your whole first 3-4 days now are burned.
Burned. So now that Monday to Friday, I can't go because I still got to pick up my daughter at school every day. So I, even though I'm on vacation, I still got to pick her up.
Wow. You got okay? work
because my wife works. So then the second weekend comes and I'm like, let's go Saturday. Let's go. Let's do this. He's like, you know what? I can't go Saturday, but I might be able to go Sunday. I said, all right, well, let me know. Cause I'm planning. I said, we could get a hotel if you want. He's like, no, we'll go together. I'll drive. I say, okay, great. So then he tells me that Sunday, a couple days ago, he says, you know what? I just found out. I forgot. Sunday, we're going to look at colleges for my daughter. I'm going to be in the car all day. And I can't do a car all day, 2 days in a row. I can't go Saturday. I can't be in a car all day. I'm going to be in the car all day Sunday. So I said, well, seriously?
Oh my God.
He's like, I can't do it, bro. I can't. Let's do it. Let's go in the week after. I said, I can go any week, but I got to go on my vacation. I got to go and accomplish something on my vacation. So I drove to New Haven, but I'll get back to that. Monday, I say to him, hey, how'd the college tour go? Now, look, we live in northern New Jersey, right? When you live in the tri-state area of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, when you say you're going to look at colleges, normally that means driving to upstate New York, which for us is like Oneonta, Syracuse, Binghampton, Ithaca, Cornell.
Yeah.
It's 2 to 4 or 5 hours. Or you go to Penn State, you go to Delaware, you go to Philadelphia area, you know, you go to Temple and St. Joe's or whatever. You go in like a 3-4 hour, or you go up northern Connecticut, you go 3-4 hours from the city. So you want your kids to be away, but you want to be able to get them if you have to get them, right? So I'm figuring he's going upstate New York. My kids went 3 hours and 4 hours away. My two that have been to college already.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So I go, I asked him what colleges he was going to. He's like, oh, I got to talk to my wife. She's got it all, whatever. It's okay. So then Monday I said, hey, listen, I went for pizza. How was the college tour? Where'd you go? He says to me, well, we only went to 2 colleges. I said, oh, it was probably a lot of driving. He goes, yeah. He said, we went to Montclair State and Fairleigh Dickinson.
Dude, that's 45 minutes away at best.
Montclair State from where he and I live, where he lives, is about 14 minutes. And Fairleigh Dickinson is about 25. He couldn't go with me to New Haven because he was going to be in the car all day. Fuck you. Fuck you. You didn't go with me.
What kind of friend is this?
He's like, oh my God, we're going to be in a college, in a car all day, driving, but it's college. He went on a 14-minute drive one way, and then it must have been 40 minutes back to go to the other college.
He is a no-good piece of fucking burned pizza crust.
He's the guy who took on the cruise with me.
He's a pizza crust. That's what he is.
I took him on the Norwegian cruise with me that time that my family couldn't make it, and we went to Seattle and L.A.
Piece of shit.
How about that? Okay. So I went to New Haven. Now,
Oh, so you went by yourself?
I went by myself. I took my one of my dogs. We went for a ride, I went to New Haven. So he had a little pizza, get a little something. So here's, I want to just listen. Let me just run it down. So I went to three pizza places and a burger
Everyone
place.
Everyone knows the rules.
Right.
Just one
bite.
So
I went to Pepe's, Frank Pepe's. Okay, I went to Frank Pepe's for the clam pizza. Let's start off with that. So I'm driving. I'm about 15 minutes outside of town in my car. I call ahead and I say, I want the clam, white clam pie. Give me a small white clam pie. It's a 12-inch thing, clam pie, right? It's small, medium, large. Nobody sells slices. It's not like New York, okay? I got to get the clam pie. Everybody raves about the clam pie. So I said, do you want my credit card? She says, no, you'll pay when you get to the spot, okay?
Yep.
Do you know what that means, Scary?
Uh-oh, is this a pull to the side kind of deal? Like,
no. Do you know what, you'll pay when you get to the spot, what does that mean?
I think that means when you pick up your pie, you pay right then and there at the cash register.
No, at the spot. So
I don't know. Is this,
if you ever order like takeout, like
is this a Connecticutian thing?
No, it's not. But normally when you say you'll pay at the spot, like if I go get Chinese food or I pick up at Fridays, there's parking spaces and it says, call this number when you arrive, we'll bring the food out. Tell us what spot number you're in, right?
Right.
Okay, so like you go to Fridays, you go, I'm here for my food, I'm in spot 3. And then the person comes out with your bag of food and he knows you're in spot 3.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right. So I get there.
Cash on delivery, something like that.
So yeah. I pull into the parking lot. I pull into the spot. It says Frank Pepe's parking only. And I'm sitting there. There's no phone number. So I go, you know, I should just call. Maybe I have to call and tell him. So I call the number and I say, hey, this is David. I ordered my food. I'm in a black Dodge Charger. She says, oh, just come in. Oh, okay. All right. So I walk into Frank Pepe's, which is, you're in the spot, right? You go around the little wall, right? Because you're on the side of the store. You park on the side of Frank Pepe's.
That's right.
And there's a line of people outside. And by the way, I passed Stacy's Pizza because it's on the same block as Frank's. You have to pass Stacy's first. Stacy's line was like around the block. Frank's line was like 8 people, 10
people. You mean Sally's?
People. Sally's, sorry, right. Sally's Up Pizza. So I walk into Frank's. I walk right past the line. I feel guilty. Like, I'm just doing pickup. Don't beat me up. You walk in. There's a little, like a vestibule, like a little area before you walk into the restaurant. And there's a guy sitting there with a phone and paperwork and everything. He's checking you in. He's like the door guy, the maitre d', the host. He says, can I help you? I said, yeah, I ordered my pizza for David B. He says, yeah, you gotta pick it up at the spot. So I said, yeah, I was in my, I just called. The girl said to come in. He says, you got to pick it up at the spot. I said, I understand that, but the girl said to come in. You're not listening to me. You got to pick it up at the spot around the corner. I said, I was in the spot around the corner. He said, sir, he goes, you got to go to the spot around the corner. I said, look, I don't know what you're saying. I've never been here before. I don't understand your lingo. Can you please just dumb it down for me? I'm trying to stay calm, Scary. Like, I'm trying to be nice, but I'm getting Brooklyn. I'm like, I don't understand. I was in the spot. They told me to pay in the spot. And then when I called, they said, come in. I said, what's the spot? What spot? What are you talking about? So he says, there's a building in the parking lot called the spot. You pick up your food there.
It's called the spot, a building.
Yeah. So you walk around. I go, well, why couldn't you just say that? Clearly, I've never been here before. So you walk back around the corner, right? And there's a building in the back of the parking lot, a little one floor, a little shack. Does it say the spot on it, Scary? You tell me.
Yeah, it should.
It doesn't. It says nothing. It's a brick building with nothing on it. There's no signs in the parking lot that say go to the building over there. So I start walking around.
There's no giant in lights with arrows. No. The spot.
There's
the
no
spot,
red dot. Spot. Like, there's no Target logo, but it's a spot. There's no like white circle with a dot in it. Nothing. So as I'm walking, this woman is yelling at her husband in the car. She's outside the car with her hand on her forehead. She's going, I don't know what this spot is. She said to pick it up at the spot. What the hell are they talking about? So I say, I think it's that building over there. She didn't know either. So I go in the spot, this little building, and apparently that's so busy at Pepe's, they have a little building just for pickup. Nobody tells you that. On the phone, would it have killed her to say, hey, we're in a little building in the parking lot? What if I didn't park in the parking lot and I parked on the street? Like, totally unorganized. So I go in, And there's a table when you walk in with menus on it. Okay, not very helpful. I've already ordered. And then to the left is the brick oven and a long white counter. And on the white counter is stacks of pizza boxes. Okay? So I go in, I get my name. He goes, oh, I don't see your pizza. I go, what? Oh, come on. So the girl says, no, I made that pizza. It should be right there. I said, are you the person I spoke to on the phone? She says, yeah, I just told you to come in. I go, I would have been here 5, 8 minutes, 10 minutes ago, but the guy was telling me to go, I don't know what the spot is. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. We assume everybody knows. No, not everybody knows. You're a tourist place. How would everybody know? Okay. So they give me the pizza. I get in the car and I pull out. I check the pizza. It's clam pie. The pizza is ice cold.
Oh no.
And they did lazy toppings. They did lazy pizza. You know what lazy pizza is?
No, what's that?
Lazy pizza is when you take a fistful of the topping and you just throw it on the pizza. You're supposed to like sprinkle it around the outside and then you keep making the circle smaller till you get to the middle. Or you go from the middle and you sprinkle out like a hypnosis. Circle. Okay.
Yep.
My world famous Frank Pepe's clam pie that I drove 3 hours for because it was traffic has, by the way, Instagram is blocking me for some reason. I can't post for like 4 days now. I have my people working on it.
I think it's owned by Frank Pepe's, the people at Instagram.
So I'll eventually put up the pizza. I wish it was up already. Oh boy. You'll see all the toppings are on three slices on one side and like a couple ran across to the other side.
Oh God.
Right?
So the white, all the cold. Clam is on one side. All right. So, Brody, we'll get to the review part. How was it? What did you think?
It was no different than any other clam pie. It was like they took a pizza and they put clam juice on it and threw some chopped clams on it on one half. It was fine. Okay. Then I call Stacy's Pizza.
Sally's.
Nope, Sally's Pizza. Sorry. Hoping for a better result. I want to place an order. Now, I saw the line was out the door up the block. She says, it's 3 hours. I said, no, I don't want to come in. It's for pickup. She said, my pickup oven is full until 7:45 because I was 4:45 right at this point. She says, do you want it or not? But she was polite. I'm just being abrupt when I tell the story. I said, 3 hours? I'm like, all right, yeah, order it. So I order a medium sausage pizza. I go, this better be good. I'll order a medium because it's got to be better than the clam pie I just had. Now I've got to kill 3 hours. So I eat a decent amount of the clam pie, and now I'm off to, I'm looking at all, by the way, everyone who tweeted me, thank you for your recommendations. I'm now off to Bar. Bar is a 10-minute drive, 7-minute drive.
Yep.
I get to Bar, and I look online, and the best thing they have, highly recommended, the mashed potato and bacon pizza.
Wow, that sounds like that gas station pizza from Des Moines.
No, that was trash. But I like
Casey's.
Like
a that sounds like Casey's gas station pizza.
Yes. I like potato skins, like at Uno's and all, you know, okay. So I'm like, I got to try it. I mean, I already had clam pie. I ordered a sausage pizza. I'm up here one time. Let's order what they're known for. So I call up. I get the medium.
By the way, this automatically sounds like trash. I would not have ordered this.
Well, I got it. Very nice place. Very nice place. You wouldn't know it from the outside. Very plain.
Yep.
Just says Bar on it.
Yep.
Very cool vibe. Mm-hmm. That pickup window. Very professional.
How was the pizza? How was the pizza?
Scary. The pizza was excellent.
Really?
Excellent.
At Bar?
Bacon and mashed potato all over it, perfectly laid out. It was like a giant potato skin.
Sounds like breakfast to me. It was just missing some eggs.
Well, I wouldn't call it pizza, but it was very delicious.
That's a zing.
Okay. Yeah. And when I got home, I put a little Russian dressing on it. Like, I dip it in. Fantastic.
Did you visit Modern for Modern Pizza?
Hold on. Now I go across the street because you told me I had to go to Louis Lunch.
The birthplace of the hamburger.
Allegedly. I go over to Louis Lunch. It's a little red building. Looks like a tiny schoolhouse.
Yes.
In the middle of a street. It's right across the street. So my dog got to watch me walk across the street. By the way, New England right now, not a blade of grass anywhere in New Haven.
Okay.
My dog could not find grass. Oh. It was covered in snow. So I go to Louis Lunch, and I don't know how to order. So I go up to the counter, and I said, listen, my first time here. Now, there's two guys behind the counter. A guy in his 40s,
yep,
making the burgers.
The vertical cast iron griddles from the 1800s,
right?
Like a toaster, like toaster pop up type thing,
right? And he's got like a bread toaster, like a conveyor belt that goes up, around, and down.
Yes,
which we used to use in Red Robin when I worked.
Red Robin.
And then there's an older guy, not wearing gloves. This is important to the story.
Oh boy.
He takes your order, so he says, "What do you have?" I go, "I don't know what to order here. How do I order?" He goes, "You got two choices: cheese or no cheese." tomato and onion. I go, oh, cheese, tomato, no onion. He goes, great. That's it.
Wow.
They're very low choices. I love it.
Low maintenance. And the burger comes on white bread.
On white bread. Yes. It couldn't be any more basic. Right. So I was worried it was going to be chewy. So the guy takes me to order. He has like a white notepad and he says, what's your name? David, for here to go. He writes to go. Okay. He writes to go. I say to go. So it took about 25 minutes because they make them to order and the guys are very slow. It's not a New York City pace, which is fine. And he says, we make all the burgers medium rare. I go, that's how I want it. That's perfect. So it's a very small place. It looks like a tiny tavern inside, wood paneling, you know, very nice. And it's like four tables at best, right? Little booths.
Yep. Really old place.
There's no garbage pail. There's no room for garbage pails.
Okay.
So everybody brings their garbage to the old guy behind the counter who takes it barehanded and throws it in his garbage pail. Okay, fine. But then he uses the same hands to handle money and to put out he puts out the little white paper plates for the guy to put the burger on.
Yep.
He like lays them out like he's dealing cards.
Right.
So he's touching them and the garbage. Okay. I'm waiting for my food. 15 minutes go by. He can't find the phone that belongs to the restaurant. Not a cell phone. The cordless phone. When people call, he can't find it. So a couple of the regulars are like, oh, we'll help you find it. And they're all calling. It's not ringing. So he and the burger guy start going through all the cabinets. Not in the cabinets. They start moving the stuff on the counter. Not on the counter. Where does the older guy start looking for the phone, Scary?
In the garbage.
In the garbage with his bare hands.
He's
rifling through the garbage with his bare hands. He's putting some of it back on the counter so he can make room.
And by the way, guess whose burger's up next?
My burger's not out yet. Okay. He can't find the phone. So then he goes into the bathroom to look for the phone. He can't find the phone.
Oh, shit.
Because he went in the bathroom. I don't see any water dripping off his hands. Comes out of the bathroom and goes right behind the counter. Okay. So like 5 minutes later, he's putting more plates out. And then my burger comes out and the guy puts the burger on the plate. He puts a napkin on the burger and hands me he slides it under the plexiglass, the COVID glass. And there's my plate, burger, napkin. So I said, oh, it's to go. Do you have a little box to put it in? I figured he'll take the plate and the napkin and the burger, no touchy, and put it in a box.
No, he has to throw a box at you. That's that kind of place.
No. He takes the napkins, moves them off, goes to the back counter, takes out wax paper, picks up my burger with his hands.
Of course.
Puts it in the wax paper and rolls
yourself.
It up.
You fucked yourself. You could have gotten away.
I fucked myself.
You could have gotten away without
his
diseased hands on your fucking burger, but you had to fucking make the ask.
Oh, it was so close. So I bring it out to the car and I'm like, oh my God, he garbage pailed my burger. I can't. But I'm like, fuck it. I'm up here. It's a once in a lifetime. I got to eat the burger.
How was the burger?
The burger was very good.
Okay.
The burger was a solid 7.
It was good.
Yeah. It was good.
All right.
It was good. They put cheese, like melt like cheese spread. So they put like cheese with a knife. It wasn't bad. It was like Velveeta.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not bad. Okay.
All right.
At this point, I've now eaten half a clam pie. Half a third of the mashed potato and bacon, and half the burger.
All right,
I'm stuffed.
And you still have to go pick up your pizza from Sally's.
I have an hour and 15 minutes before I have to go to Sally's to get my pizza. Roughly,
you are fucking
so
crazy.
So I look up
dude.
Modern. Modern is 5 minutes away. And then I'm looking at the pictures, and the reviews are great. Everyone said go to Modern. You got to go to Modern. And I'm thinking to myself, you know. My kids don't eat leftover pizza. They're not, I don't know why I love leftover pizza. I'm going to eat all this pizza myself. I just lost all this weight. If I go to Modern, I'm going to get another pizza and I'm going to be in the car and a 2-hour drive home.
It's important to note they don't do slices at these places.
Right, they don't slice.
Yeah, you have to order the entire pie.
It's another $17 for a small pizza with tax and everything. I'm like, I can't do Modern. I can't. And so here's another thing. I'll get to that in a minute. So I go to Sally's. I get a spot in the parking lot. I sit there for an hour. I go in when my time is there, 7:45. My pizza's ready. I look at the pizza. It's still warm. I go in the car. It looks great. I immediately had a bite of it. The sausage was a hand sliced sausage. It wasn't crumbles. It was like little circles, which is still good.
Yeah.
I give it a 7.5, 8.
Okay. There you go. The appease.
Now look, there are people waiting 3 hours for this pizza. I waited 3 hours for the pizza.
Yeah.
Here's what I will say. It's not the pizza capital of the world. It was very good pizza. Okay. It might be better if you sit in the restaurant, like if you get it like right to your table. All of the pizza of all the places, modern, all of them, it's all thin crust, like brick oven pizza. There's not a lot of variety. Now, it all may taste a little different, but in New York, you've got Sicilian and round and thick crust and thin crust.
We have so many varieties here.
Pizza with baked ziti on top of it, lasagna on top of it.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many different...
Hell, you can get an awesome Detroit slice here in New York.
You can get Detroit, you can get deep dish. So it lacked variety for me. Like, there was no, like, get a grandma slice, get an upside down.
Oh, vodka slice would have been great.
Right, nothing. It was all basically the same seven or eight top. I did have Fox on soda. A bunch of people recommended. I had the diet cream.
Well,
very good. I couldn't find grape soda anywhere.
The only thing you fucked up on is whoever told you to go to bar really fucked you up, because you really should have gone to modern instead of bar. Just saying.
Well, I went to bar with the intention of going to modern. I went to bar to get the bacon and potato pizza.
Right. You thought you were going to do it all, but now you got to go back up there.
Yeah, I know. All right.
All right.
But the spot would have fucked anybody up.
Yeah, no, that's really stupid.
It's a parking spot. You pay at the spot.
That's fucking dumb. Meet me at our spot.
Yeah, meet. Right.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, before we go any further, we have to give love to our friend Matt. Matt is in the trenches, rolling up his sleeves, printing all of our Brooklyn Boys merch for us. And he's been amazing to us. And I wanted to give him a shout out. I know he's a big fan of the podcast. Never even heard of who we were before we started working with... Not kidding.
And now he's all caught up.
Yeah, now he listened to all the episodes. But, I really think that it's time that for everyone to take advantage of the 15% off sale.
Oh, people did last week. Matt emailed me and said, good job mentioning it.
Yeah,
a bunch of people jumped on that.
Let's do that because we want to clear. We need to clear the stock so we can make room for some summer items that we want to introduce. So
the Brooklyn Boys bikini.
Brooklyn Boys bikini, and you could pick your nose in it. So
that's right.
Whatever you want. So all you got to do is go to brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
And you can get 15% off your entire order. So everything in the store, 15% off. And what do you have to use? A special code.
Special code. Scary doesn't remember the code.
FU877.
Thank
Duh.
You.
Duh.
Now, you don't get 77% off. Sorry. It's not. There's no FUABE15. Yeah. And don't go to Retail Me Not. The code's not up there.
Right.
So FUABE77, get 15% off your entire order. Okay?
Right. Okay. So right now, yeah, that sounds good. I like that. And then pretty
soon.
We
have sound. We have voicemails.
We do. Speaking of FUABE77, we have a phone number you can leave a voicemail on. It's 281-FUABE77.
That is not correct.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Error code 218.
Yes.
FUABE77.
That's right. Thank you.
Do I have dyslexia?
And don't accidentally call 281. Oh, by the way, speaking of dyslexia, I saw a license plate driving up to New Haven.
Right.
It said, Lizdeskia.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
So,
well, not that we're making fun.
No.
But, well, it's okay.
We could laugh. We could laugh.
Yeah.
We could laugh if we want to. We could leave,
our friends behind.
And if your friends don't laugh, then
they're going to get mugged in Cartagena.
And then they're friends of mine. Fuck you.
Oh, speaking of laughing,
yeah.
Can I just tell you a quick story? Because I told a joke and I got very worried I offended someone. And it took like 20 minutes to find out that I didn't. So somebody texted in this morning.
You don't have to get my permission. You're going to do it anyway. You did.
Oh, no. If you tell me I can't do it, I won't do it. I respect you. Tell me I can't do it. I won't do it.
You can't do it.
I'm doing it anyway. So we got a text message that said the woman wanted us to give her son courage. Her son is very young. I'm not going to say how old he is, but he's under 12. And it was a wacky Wednesday at school. And he, you have to dress up crazy, dress up, you know, wacky, do something wacky.
Wacky.
And so her son decided to wear her clothing, like leggings and what'd she say? Like a romper or something over it. You know, like typical, like mom, like a pulled, like a big sweater,
yep,
with leggings, right? And he put on nail polish and makeup, and like he went as a woman,
yep.
And he was like a little nervous about it, that he might get picked on, whatever. And she said, if you could just, you know, on the air, wish good luck. My son's name is Cross, C-R-O-S-S. So I said, look, I wrote back and I said, listen, your son's very courageous. That's very funny, very clever. He should feel proud that he's willing to commit to a wacky Wednesday. That's great. And I said, I don't know if we're going to have time on the air, but, you know, please say, you know, good for you for being wacky like us to your son, Cross. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then it dawned on me and I texted a second time back and I said, hey, if you think about it, your son is a cross dresser.
Hi-yo!
Right. Like, first of all, how many kids in the world are named Cross, and how many of them are dressing like their mom in women's clothing?
It's great, and it's appropriate.
So after I sent the first text message, she wrote back immediately, thank you so much for the words of wisdom. I'm going to show them the text message. Then I made the cross-dress joke. I don't see a text back for like 20 minutes. I go, oh, fuck. Like, I was blatant that I was funny. I was like, good for him, cross-dresser, literally cross-dressing.
Yeah.
Good for him. Like, it was. So then, like, after like 22 minutes, she writes back, sorry, I was driving. Hilarious.
Oh,
like,
there it is. Oh, okay.
Well, I got, you I know, because you don't mean it. You
yeah,
know,
and your know. Mind runs crazy. I'm like, did I say something wrong? I'm not getting a response back.
Right. Yeah. So,
right. So, thank you. Area code 218-FUABE77. Just a couple of voicemails that are commenting on previous episodes.
Yes.
Brody isn't scary. Scarer Brody. I don't care what it is. You fucked me up. I got in trouble. I'm in the military, and I was listening to an episode of when she farted on the dick. And my captain came in and was wondering what was going on because all my guys were laughing.
She's talking about the episode, the famous episode,
yeah,
of where we some woman farted on her guy's penis while they were in bed together spooning, and when she went,
right.
So that was a very disgusting and funny episode. He's in the military and was listening to that episode, I guess, in his in his bed or in his bunker, whatever it was.
His bunk, not his bunker.
His bunk. He got in trouble from the captain. Anyway, you got a lot of catching up to do there, pal. That was episode like 6.
That's like 15, 10, something like that. It was low.
All right, here's the area code 914.
Now, wait a minute. Yep. Are you going to play the one that relates to the car commercial?
I'll do that one last.
We got to play the car commercial
area
clips
code 93. That was area code 937. Thank you.
That's Cleveland, I think, right?
Dayton, Ohio.
Right, Dayton, yep.
Area code 914. How about this one?
Hey, Brody and Scary, it is Miss Trish here. I just wanted to comment on the Firestone thing. I think Firestone are freaking idiots because it's not like ShopRite where you're going every other week to buy something. Most people don't have car problems like that, and Poop would probably save the gift card like Brody did. I'm not going in there every other week to buy air fresheners for my car, like $100 worth. So they are definitely wrong for putting that expiration date. That is so, so stupid. All right. Love you guys.
Okay.
Just all right, Miss Trish.
Feedback on that. Let's see here. And then, here we go. This is area code 484 somewhere in Pennsylvania, I'm guessing, right? I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yo, what the fuck is up, Brooklyn boys? Your boy DJ Bring It. You guys are driving me fucking nuts with this text message shit. I'm behind a couple episodes, obviously. I think 206, 207, don't tweet me. You've been talking about this whole texting dialogue. Brody, I fucking love you, my guy. But Gary's right. Sorry, Gary. I mean, sorry, Brody, but I gotta agree with Gary. Listen, if it's the same topic, all good. But if it's multiple topics, let me give you some fucking time to reply, bro. Like, hold on a minute. Let me reply to the first one and then come at me with the second question. If it's the same topic, no big deal. But come on, man. Come on, man. All right, guys. I'll check you out. I'm going to go back and listen.
All right. So
85% of that call, fantastic.
He's talking specifically about the fact that Brody likes to ask what?
Multiple questions in
one fucking text message without me responding to the first one first. So now when I answer it, I have to like say, okay, point number one, the answer is this. Point number two, my answer is that. Fuck that. One thought at a time. Wait for me to respond to your first thought.
No, I'm not doing that. Okay. I'll forget the second question by the time you get around to getting back to me 6 hours later. Let's not rehash that.
Okay. And then finally this one, which is going to lead us into our sound.
Okay, so we need to play my clips first, don't we?
We need to play let's play the first clip first.
Okay.
This voicemail has to do with this clip that we're about to play right here.
Okay, so let me set this up again real quick. You guys listen in order. You've heard this. Listener Peter May 29 on Instagram, he noticed this, sent it to me. I had noticed it, but didn't record it. And he noticed it and pointed it out. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's right. It did. Okay, so listen to this woman from last week. In case this is your first episode, welcome aboard. Go back and listen to episode 0 and listen in order after this one. So in this clip, a man and a woman are in a car driving, trying to figure out what they want to eat. He asks her what she wants. She says what she already had, and then he gives her more suggestions. So go play the clip.
How about sushi?
I just had sushi for lunch yesterday. Indian?
Maybe. How about seafood?
You know I don't like seafood.
Okay. So the point was, she says, I had sushi for lunch. And then he says, how about seafood? And she goes, you know I don't like seafood. But you just said you like sushi.
Right, exactly. Like, duh. So that's why this email came in.
Okay.
That's the wrong fucking email.
Yeah, that's okay.
This voicemail from area code 631, some Suffolk County, Long Island in the house.
Hey, guys. Was just listening to one of your new episodes, and I'm so happy you called out that commercial where they're talking about what they're going to have for lunch or dinner. And she says she likes sushi, but she doesn't like seafood. That was driving me crazy. I'm so happy you brought that up. Anyways, continue doing great work. You guys are awesome. All right, bye.
Thank you, Nameless, whoever that was.
Okay.
So there you go. So that was the commercial. However, there's a follow-up to the commercial.
Yeah, so I caught this before vacation. I recorded it. And then we didn't do a podcast last week, and a bunch of people tweeted me saying, did you see the commercial? They updated it. It must be because of you guys. So here's the same commercial. Now, the first commercial, he speaks, she speaks, he speaks, she speaks, he speaks, she speaks. Listen to this one and see what's missing and what they added.
How about sushi?
I just had sushi for lunch yesterday. Indian?
Maybe.
a Thai restaurant we went to a couple weeks ago.
How about tacos?
So they edited out, I don't, there's him saying seafood and her saying I don't like seafood, and added in her saying, how about Thai?
How about
so
Thai?
So she went twice.
Yes. They, that
they
was
must have
update.
Used extra, they must add extra footage, and they must have like randomly picked which ones they liked for the commercial, and now that they got fucked and people pointed out how stupid they were,
people,
they were like,
people
use the Thai one.
Definitely pointed it out.
And they obviously, they didn't have any more from him. They probably didn't have any more suggestions from him. Like, well, we got one from her. So, and I looked carefully. It's definitely the same day because, like, the scarf is exactly in the same spot on her and her hair is exactly the same. So it wasn't like they put her back in the car with a green screen behind her. It was definitely, you know, extra footage, but they changed it.
Don't we have
win.
This just in from the BBN News Center, the Brooklyn Boys News Center, a breaking news.
Oh, okay. Okay, so is it, now you have my audio? Is that what you're talking about? Breaking news. So a lot of times if you watch, especially cable news, because they can show you more things, they will say, we have footage of something horrific. And if you're bothered by disturbing images, please turn away. What we're about to show you is disturbing.
Look away!
Right, okay? They always say the same thing. Like each network has their own prepared thing.
Yeah.
Hey, there was a bomb that went off in a subway in such and such country. We have footage. It's shocking. Now's your chance to turn away. Now, this is, I'm not making fun of the war. It's terrible. But listen to, this is Wolf Blitzer, I believe. Listen to him and how much of a warning they give you.
We're following the breaking news in Ukraine right now. We have some very, very graphic video just in. Watch this.
I mean, it was like, hey, we've got some really graphic, awful shit. Here it is. Here it is. Here you go.
It's almost like they wanted you to see it. Like,
yeah.
Before you can react.
Right.
Fucking here, watch it.
Like, he put the disclaimer in, like, so legally he's off the hook. Hey, we have something here you shouldn't watch. Here it is, go. It was all like, it started rolling as he was warning you not to watch it. Play it again and listen how much time you have if you want to turn it off. Go ahead.
Following the breaking news in Ukraine right now, we have some very, very graphic video just in. Watch this.
He has to be the first one. He's like, I got to get it on before my competitors.
Like, wait till you see this shit. That message is like, oh man, this is going to go viral. I mean, and then they play this one clip. There's one clip of a guy, a Ukrainian soldier. He's got a cigarette in his mouth. And I didn't get the audio from it because it was so stupid. And the anchor says, yeah, these guys are professionals. I don't know what the Russians thought they were going to get, but these guys are professional soldiers. Look at him. He's got an AK-47, a cigarette in his mouth. Is that what makes a professional? A cigarette in your mouth? A
cigarette in your mouth.
That's all it takes?
You look badass.
That's right. So that clip was from Friday of last week.
Yeah.
On Saturday, they played, wow, we got new footage, some breaking news, and they showed the same footage. I mean, it's so obvious. It's the same guy.
Oh, come on.
It's the same guy with the cigarette in his mouth on the same street shooting at the same tank. And he's like, oh, we got new footage.
No, we have new footage, but we're not showing it to you. Instead, we're going to show you this old clip.
Right. I mean, look, if they show you like guys in trees, you're like, is it the same? You're not sure if it's the same tree. You know, this guy's got the same cigarette. It's so obvious. It's the same clip. They ran that shit for 3 days going, here's some new footage from the streets of you. Stop it.
Stop it.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was.
And that time when we did the science experiment, and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
You know, there was one thing that I wanted to quickly rant about, but I already did it on the big show. And Elvis allowed me to rant about it on the big show, but I wanted to bring it up here. No, because... Yeah, Elvis agreed with me, and that is the definition of...
That is rare.
The definition of a people mover, and then Brody now is going to disagree with me on this.
Well, my problem was...
Well, why don't I just say what it was first, okay?
Well, say how you said it.
Okay, so this is what I said, okay?
I should have gotten the audio.
When I was in Panama City trying to make a connecting flight...
Take me down to Panama City
I was flying from Costa Rica to Colombia by way of Panama City. Mm-hmm. I only had 45 minutes to get to my flight to catch the connecting flight. Now, of course they had to make the two flights the furthest fucking apart that they could in separate terminals. They couldn't put the planes next to each other in adjoining gates. So I had to fucking bolt it. Now, when you bolt through an airport, they have these things called people movers, and they're there for a reason. They are it's a flat escalator pretty much, and it glides you across the walkway of an airport. And they're meant... So from people coming off the flight, they're meant for people like me that I needed it for in my case, which as I need to walk at double, triple speed so I can walk hastily down this fucking thing and zip across the hallway. That's what a people mover is for. Escalators, you can argue with me all day if you want to stand still, but you do not stand still on a fucking people mover because it is going horizontally across. And you certainly don't stand in the middle so other people can't get around
you. Oh, that you don't do. Right. Okay.
But no one is supposed to be standing still on a goddamn people mover.
Here's where I disagree. First of all, with an escalator, if you stand on the right, you can stand there all day. But don't stand on the left because that's where people want to run by you.
And I understand some people have a fear of escalators because they're on an incline.
It's irrelevant to this. Stay on the right if you're not going to move.
Yes.
Now, look, if you live in a town where you're not in a hurry to go anywhere, I can't speak for that. But when you're in the New York area, get over to the right because people are going to run up the stairs and same with going down.
Move, though, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Right. Get out the way.
We are going to run up or walk quickly.
I will fucking knock you over.
Scary said knock you out. Okay. So the thing with the people mover is, okay, let's debate that in a second. The way you set it up was, come on, people. They call it a people mover for a reason. The name says it all. That's where you're wrong. The name says it moves you. The name doesn't say it moves you faster. If it was called a people accelerator, then the name would say it all. So by saying the name says it all, you fucked yourself because the name of it is people mover, which means you don't have to move. Right. It moves you.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying I don't agree with you. I was disagreeing with the way you set it up.
Okay. Okay. But I will say, I got
stay
it.
In the, but you could still stay to the right on the people mover.
Yeah.
Some people are old. Some people have heavy luggage. Some people are in no hurry.
Understood. Stay to the goddamn right.
That's fine.
Or left. I don't care. I can go to the right. I don't have to stay to the right. This isn't a car. You're not in a car. Stay yes. either left or right. I will go around you.
Also, if you're on the left and you're walking, that's fine. But if the guy behind you is running, pull over to the right like you're on the road. When the guy's giving you the brights on the people mover and you hear him coming with his wheels, move over. You don't get to walk slowly when the guy behind you has to get to his plane and he's going with his wheels on the right. Am I right?
Yeah, you're so right. You're 100%.
Then you can pull over, pull behind Grandpa, and then when Speedy Gonzalez is by, then you get back on the left and then you go.
Yes, yes. So I had to get that
and
off
don't
my
have
chest.
Your iPhone in your back pocket.
Although I will say something that somebody did to me today on the text, and they're wrong. We were talking about playing Domino by Jessie J, which is a song from the late 2000s. Actually,
yes,
it ended up
sounds
being
like Katy Perry.
2011, right.
A lot of people said it sounds like Katy Perry.
So Elvis is like, Scary, it's your pick. What do you want to do today? I said, let's go back. I said, let's go back to the late 2000s. Some idiot texted in, late 2000s, you mean like 2075? That would be the late 2000s. No, Dick. We're talking about decades, and the proper syntax, the proper, if you say the late 2000s, it's like saying the late 1990s, the late 1980s, the late 2010s. That would be 2018, 2019.
Now,
if I say the late 2000s, it means 2009, 2008.
Yeah, well, here's the problem.
This person's
with
like,
that.
You, well, that would be 2075, the late 2000s.
Hold on. You're both right. Here's the thing. Technically, 2000 is the aughts. I understand
what?
That. Right. The zeros are the aughts. The decade of the 2000s is the aughts.
Wait. I've never heard this term in my life. What's an aught?
Ought
to know?
No. Hold on. Here, the 2000s. Decade is the aughts. Let me see how you spell it, because I want to get A-U-G-H-T. A-U-G-H-T-S. The aughts is a way of referring to the decade of 2000 to 2009.
Right. Yeah, maybe by definition, but nobody in this universe is doing that. Nobody's using it.
Hold on. The reason why I'm saying that is the proper way. Now, I'm not saying you're wrong, Scary, but if I said to you that armor is from the late 1400s, you would think 1480. You would not think 1407.
Because
you
the wouldn't. Time passage is so great. But when you're talking about music, you always refer to it by
yes,
decades.
I'm
you're
saying
not centuries.
Hold on. If I said that music is from the late 1900s, you would say 1980, 1990. You wouldn't say 1907. You wouldn't. All I'm saying is they're right and you're right. Because 2000 is such an odd number. Like 1900, it's got 100 in it. But we don't say 2000, right? If we said the 2000s, then it would be no problem. Oh, that music is from the late 2000s.
You'd know
the decade.
Right, but you also
the problem, I understand the problem. The problem is what we were supposed to say, I believe, like we say 2008, but some people say 2008, right? Like 2009, like 1909, 1910, 2010. Some people say 2010.
Yeah.
It got kind of messed up in how we referred to the decade. And so
I think we're
going to
correct itself next decade when we're back in the 20s again.
We'll all be dead, yeah.
Well, the 30s,
so,
actually. Well, actually, this
I
decade.
Agree. Normal people refer to it as the 2000s. This person was being technical, so we can give him a big fuck you, but he's also right. He or she is right. So, but not right because he knew damn well what you were talking about.
It's all about context and it's all about the time. So when you're talking about music, you always talk by decades. You don't talk by centuries. We're not talking about armor from the 1400s. Mm-hmm. That's different. I'm not going back to the Crusades here because I'm talking about history. I'm talking about music, which we refer to by decade, and it's understood.
So let me read this. The aughts is a way of referring to the decade 2000 to 2009 in American English.
Fuck the aughts.
Hold on. The equivalent term used in British English is the noughties. These terms arrive from the word ought and naught, respectively, both meaning zero. Noughties also serves as a pun for the word naughty.
Whoever wrote that, I want to punch them in the face because nobody uses it.
I know. Well, you watch like documentaries or like news programs. They'll go the aughts. No, they don't. Oh, absolutely.
You've heard the aughts used?
Yes. How do you think I know it? You think I just like got a fortune cookie or a Snapple cap? I watch television that like you watch like, you know, educational programming or documentaries. They'll say, as you know, at the start of the century in the early aughts. Yes. The early aughts? Yes. Yes. I don't use it, but people use it.
Slice's tweet at this motherfucker. You've never heard that before. Scary.
I'm not listening. I didn't say the slices are using aughts. I'm saying
no one's using aughts. No one's using aughts.
I didn't say you. I said documentaries.
So why even have it? Why was it invented? Whoever fucking, they should just erase it and say, you know what? Let's go back to the fucking drawing board on this one because it didn't catch on.
The same with the thousand, the year thousand. What do you call 1005? It's the thousand aughts, you know, I don't know why they called it aughts. I told you there's no hundred. Like in 2100, this won't be the problem because you'll call it the 2100, the decade of 2100s. Right. But even then someone's going to go the late 2100s. You're going to go 2175.
In the year 2029. Now, if I'm talking about the early 2020s. Yeah. With 2020s.
Right. The problem is when the decade and the century are the same, there's a problem.
I understand what you're talking about. I just don't agree with the solution.
This person needs to put their phone down and not put it in their back pocket and cart to hand.
They were just being dick. Exactly like my buddy Brian.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to his iPhone 13. By the way, did you hear the 6 Plus is now considered vintage? Apple deemed it vintage.
Yeah.
It was released in 2014. How could a phone from 2014 be vintage?
Android just deemed the Apple iPhone 20 vintage.
Yeah. All right. Go fuck yourself.
Thank you.
You and your droids.
That's for Android. No, droid was one model. You don't know nothing about anything. I know that's a double negative.
Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.